Welcome to the Spring into Summer Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the incredible Ms. Joanna Novello. Joanna, why don't you take it from here?
Thank you, Tanya, and thank you for having me today. I'm really excited to be doing this today. I wanted to start by wishing all the moms out there a belated but never late Happy Mother's Day, and I wanted to dedicate my talk to all of the hardworking mothers out there, and especially my mom, who I hope made it on the line and is listening now. So my name is Joanna, and I am a personal trainer turned fitness navigator based out of San Francisco, California. And my goal and my passion is to really help people understand the fitness industry. I worked as a personal trainer in a big box gym, and one of the biggest things that I found out is that a lot of people just want to ask questions to a trainer, and they just want to learn how to navigate the industry and figure things out. And so I decided to focus on that one thing, which is just helping people find their way within the fitness industry. So today, I wanted to talk about the annual summer body sale, since our theme today is spring into summer. And I am going to explain why specifically women get put on the hamster wheel of the fitness industry. And I'm going to try and provide some insight as to why we keep investing in the fitness industry, but we're not getting any returns back from it. So I'm going to start by talking about the top three things that I hear from people who decide they want to tell me about their fitness goals. Number one is, I want to lose weight, but I don't have time. Number two, I just wish I had my high school body back. And number three, what do you think about XYZ? We'll insert the latest workout product, class, any new diet trend that's out there at the moment. People want to know, what do you think about that? So we're going to go over all three of those. So let's start with number one. I want to lose weight, but I don't have the time. A lot of us are familiar with this one. So for any goal that you're going to set for yourself, the amount of motivation that you have when you start that goal determines whether or not you will complete that goal. So a lot of times you'll hear people say you need to strengthen the why, you need to figure out why, define the why, and that's true. That's your starting point. So when I tell people that I'm a trainer, it's just almost automatic instinct that people will tell me, oh, I want to lose weight, but I don't have time. And so I've creatively started to counter back to people by asking, well, why do you want to lose weight? And a lot of times I get blank stares back because people think, well, why would I not want to lose weight? And that's kind of a scary thing for me, because we're conditioned to think that we always need to lose weight, but we don't know why. And so this contributes to, how bad do you really want that? So I'm going to talk to you about my friend Tina. And Tina's not real. She's going to be our fake client for today, and we're going to learn a lot from Tina today. So Tina is this fabulous, busy, working professional mom. She's married with two kids. She's got back-to-back meetings all the time, and weekends are just for recovery and catching up and getting ready for the next week. She is always busy, never has time to work out. So she figures out that she's not satisfied with her body anymore, and maybe she'd like to lose a couple pounds and change her appearance. But she always comes back to this obstacle of time. So because this is her only obstacle, she's just going to put this fitness goal on the back burner, and it's just going to simmer back there. So one day, Tina's husband says to her, you know what, I really can't do this anymore, and I want a divorce. And all of a sudden, Tina's why for why she wants to lose weight just got really big, because she has a burning desire to get revenge on her husband and make him realize what a fabulous, awesome woman he's leaving. So all of a sudden, Miss Miss Tina, who's busy all the time, has managed to find a way to carve out an hour every day for her workouts. And now she has the motivation that she needs to eat healthy every day. And a lot of us know Tina's in our lives. This could be a sister that we've seen go through this. It could be our moms that have gone through this, or a good friend that we've seen go through it. But that's a little bit of an extreme example of why your why has to be so strong. It's really going to put the gas in your tank to keep you going until you finish that goal. So when these major life changes occur in people's lives, a lot of times we'll turn to the fitness industry to help us make those changes. And this could be, for example, your wedding, your divorce, someone else's wedding, like maybe your son is getting married or your daughter's getting married, and you're going to be put on display. Everybody's going to be looking at you, and so you want to look really good while you do it. So motivation is going to come in two forms. It can either be positive or it can be negative, but wherever that motivation comes from, it has to be really strong. We've already used Tina as our negative motivation example, which is that she felt bad that she was being less, and so she has this huge why and all this motivation now. But if your son or your daughter is getting married, that might be an example of positive motivation. You want to lose this weight so that way you can look great at their wedding. Or maybe you just decided that it's your time and you want to finally make this happen, and that's your positive motivation. So they come in two forms. But even though they come in two different forms, for both examples, there's always something on the line and there's always something urgent. It has to be done now. It has to be done ASAP. They have a big why and they have a timeline on it. So the question becomes, what do you do if you don't have something on the line right now and you don't have something urgent that puts a time frame on it? So maybe you want to find the changes, but you're saying, I don't have the time. You don't have some big life-altering event like that going on. You must create your own circumstances to create your own motivation. So this means you could sign up for a 5K or a Tough Mudder or an Ironman competition, and you can follow that training schedule because you have an end date and you have a goal that you're working for, and you also have other people that are going to be going through it with you and holding you accountable. If you played volleyball in high school and that's something that you'd like to do again, you can join a league and you know what time you need to be there. You know when your games are going to be. You can join fitness groups where you're held accountable, or you could go the traditional route, which is usually that people will hire a personal trainer and have the trainer set the urgency and put it on the line for you. But you must put something on the line, and you must make the gamble that you will be able to let go of your excuses and make it happen. So secondly, let's move on to, I wish I had my high school body back. And how many of us have thought this? I hear this way more than I would like to, and it breaks my heart first, and then it upsets me second. So when I think about the body that I had in high school, I have to say I'm pretty envious of 17-year-old Joanna. Joanna had a 17-year-old Joanna had a flat stomach. She had toned legs, toned arms. I would love to have that back. But there are some variables that I had going on back then that I do not have going on now. So I used to play volleyball and softball, and every day, Monday to Friday, I had practice for 3 hours. It's 3 hours of conditioning. So I basically worked out every day, Monday to Friday, for 3 hours. I had the time back then to invest in these sports, but I really don't see how realistically now, as an almost 30-year-old woman, that I could find 3 hours in my day to work out the way that I did when I was in high school. And at the time, I was single with no children. I didn't have a mortgage. I didn't have bills. All I had to do was put gas in my car. I was about as stress-free as you could get. And we know that stress plays a huge factor in weight gain. So when I was young and living at my mom's house, I had basically next to zero stress, and I didn't have to deal with any of that. And I also had the metabolism of a 17-year-old. So it's slowed down since then, takes a lot more work. I have more stress to deal with now, and I don't have those 3 hours a day to invest into working out anymore. So how can I realistically expect that today I could work to get back my high school body? Another point that I want to make about this statement is that our bodies tell our stories to the world, and your body is the hardcover for your book. And on that cover, we might have scars, we might have stretch marks, and we might have scratches that all tell stories about things that have happened in our lives. And my body shows the story of me having my daughter. If I were to wish to have my high school body back, I'm also at the same time wishing that I could erase all of those moments that I've created along the way that tell my story and who I am. And women are taught, and this is mostly through advertising that create the mindset, that stories are bad. And in fact, if you were to take a model and she gets put on the front of, on the cover of a magazine, more than likely her stories are going to be photoshopped out of the picture so that she can fit a mold that doesn't even exist. A mold that doesn't even exist. So if our friend Tina were to come and hire me as her trainer, I would tell her all of that if she were to say that her goal was just to get back to her high school body. This is what I would tell Tina. Tina, you need to accept that the pages in your book have already been written and that you must work to become a better version of yourself based on where you are now and not where you were 20 years ago. Your better version of yourself starts from who you are today, and we accept what's already been written. Okay, on to the third one. What do you think about Zumba class? What do you think about this supplement? What do you think about this fat burner? And I'm going to make this very simple. Do they work? Yes. For the most part, all of that stuff works. But then there's a but. So but. There's always a but in the fitness industry. They do not work on their own. So let's take a step back, and we're going to look at the fitness industry as if it were one big puzzle. And I think maybe a lot of us already do look at it like it's one huge puzzle. If you were to take the products, the services, the gyms, all the different things that make up the fitness industry, and look at each one of those as puzzle pieces, then you would see that not one of these products works on its own. It's part of the puzzle. Each one of these are pieces. You yourself also have a specific puzzle. Your puzzle could be different from my puzzle. Your puzzle could be based on your age, your genetics, your current health condition. If someone is dealing with type 2 diabetes, then the pieces of their puzzle are going to be different from someone who does not have it. So, do supplements work? Yes, but they are a piece of the puzzle. Does spin class work? Yes, but not on its own. It is still a piece of the puzzle. Will eating salads help me lose weight? Yes, but not on its own. If you were to take all of these and put them together as the puzzle, so let's say I'm doing 2 days of spin class, and I'm doing 2 days of yoga, and I'm doing a boot camp on Friday, and then I'm eating my salads and I'm taking my supplements. When you put all the pieces together, that's when the puzzle starts to be complete. if you were to only take a fat burner and expect to look like this model in this picture, I guarantee that you will fail. If you think that taking two spin classes a week is going to make you look like a fitness model, I can guarantee that you will fail. It has to be used as a piece of your puzzle and not on its own. These companies try to sell us these products as if they're independent from any other thing that you have to do, that you could still eat horribly and take a fat burner and get results to look like this girl, or that you could attend one boot camp per week and look like this girl in the picture. This is kind of like when I bought my daughter a toy from Target the other day, and it showed in the picture all the things that it comes with, but on that box, only one thing was in the box. So my daughter was standing there saying, "Wow, we get all of this for only $10. And so I have to stand there and explain to her, that's not how this works. These are sold separately, but if you get them all, you can have this wonderful little puppy play place. So if grandma sends you the money, then you can go and buy that. But we only have one piece of this picture. It is no different when you approach the fitness industry about different products and services. These things also do not work when you do them for 2 weeks and you quit. So why do we quit? We have to go back to the why. Was that why strong enough? Was it strong enough for you to be consistent? Because you can put the puzzle together, but you must be consistent. In order to finish that puzzle, you have to be persistent. Tina had a big why, but it put enough gas in her car so that she found the motivation to be consistent and persistent to finish her puzzle. The fitness industry knows that you will quit after a certain amount of time, and they build their business models off of it. A good example are gym memberships. A gym might be built to only hold a capacity of 1,000 members, but their goal is to sell 5,000 memberships. And why is that? Because they're banking on the fact that 4,000 of those members are going to sign up and not come back, but they're still drawing funds out of your account. If you were to keep going to the gym and just stick with it, just be consistent, yes, it's going to work for you. And now to the hamster wheel that I promised to talk about. So the fitness industry works in cycles during the year, and you probably know what they are. The big one is, of course, the New Year's resolutions in January. That's a huge time of the year for the fitness industry. And you might stick with that for January, February, maybe March. You're like, okay, I'm done with this. But just when you think you're done, the fitness industry comes back with their summer campaign. And they flaunt these beach bodies in front of you. And you've got to get beach body ready before you go on vacation. It's always on schedule. And because you've given up on the first round that you tried, you're going to say, well, maybe this one's different, and I'll try it on the second round. And then that's going to fall off, and you're going to turn around and do the same thing when the New Year's resolutions come again. You have to stop falling for the cycles of the fitness industry. Stop falling for this game. Pick something that you like and just keep doing it. Just keep going. Keep solving your puzzle. Keep putting the pieces together. Do it every day. Just keep going. And one final point that I want to make has to do with advertising, because this is a huge issue with me. The fitness industry constantly is showing us images of elite athletes that maybe you and I don't necessarily connect with, or we might think, I'll never look like that, but I'll buy this and try. We as women need to understand that we're being told we're not allowed to age, we're not allowed to have an ounce of fat on our bodies. And if you have a baby, you better, by all means, find a way to get rid of that weight after 6 weeks, or you're lazy. We know that these things are not healthy, but we keep subscribing to it. We keep falling for it. And the irony is that it's the fitness industry that's selling it to us. we're not allowed to have our own stories, which is like what we talked about earlier, and we're expected to conform to the molds and the standards that they have set, which are in no way realistic. So you have to walk away. You were already failing by their standards, so just walk away. Figure out your puzzle and what your final picture looks like, and just keep going. You will get there. The puzzle will be solved. You just have to keep going and stop comparing yourself to images that are not even real. We also have to understand that our approach to the fitness industry is different as we go through these different phases of our lives. So when I'm 18 and I'm going to the gym, my mindset and my motivation is not going to be the same as when I'm 30 and I just had a baby. I'm going to the gym or I'm picking up a new fitness regimen because that's where I'm at in my life. And I need to train for where I'm at right now in my life. The fitness industry is going to tell you that for the rest of your life, if you could just lose 10 to 15 pounds, you would be happy. But that's not a goal that you can have for 80 years. You need to step away from the ledge and pick goals based on where you are in your life. Your body is going to serve you in different ways throughout your life, so you train it for wherever you are right now. So if anybody out there needs help with their puzzle pieces and putting it all together, I've designed an 8-week program. It's going to be a little bit different from any of the programs that you might have tried before because this is not me saying on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, do this exercise. Instead, I'm going to show you how to navigate the fitness industry. If you've ever wanted to sit down and just ask a million questions to a trainer, which is what I found a lot of people like to do, then this program is going to be for you. We have to stop spending money on things that we're not using or things that we don't even understand in the first place. And my passion is helping people to figure out where they're at and how fitness fits into their lives. The industry needs to fit to your life, not the other way around. So if you're interested in working with me, I have a website. You can Google my name, Joanna Novello. It's J-O-A-N-N-A, and my last name is Novel with an O. And you can find my contact information on there. My email address is gemlifetraining, G-E-M, lifetraining, @gmail.com. And if you're interested in the program, just shoot me an email, and we can talk about setting it up for you.